This is an RNIB talking book.
City of the Mind by Penelope Lively.
8539. City of the Mind by Penelope Lively. Read by Francis Jeter. A London architect involved in the renovation of a Georgian terrace sees and hears messages from the past as he comes to terms with his failed marriage.
By kind permission of the publisher. The recording of this book was made possible thanks to the generosity of John Horton and the staff of King Ford, King Street, Fenton, Stoke-on-Trent. This book, first published in 1991 by André Deutsch, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. This book has 16 chapters, and it's read by Francis Jeter.
City of the Mind by Penelope Lively. For Adam and Diana. Chapter 1. Night. Lights on. The lights that glide in jewelled columns, red and white, that make glowing caverns of the windows opposite, that rake the bedroom ceiling in long yellow shafts, and in the sky, the dead and dancing sky, there are a million yesterdays. "Why are there stars?" the child asks her father. He shakes his head, pulls the curtains to, and goes. It is late. She should sleep. And in any case...